Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Boom!
Boom!
Happy Tuesday! Happy Tuesday, listeners! Happy Tuesday, Rufus!
Thank you, sir. Happy Tuesday to you and your fancy badass office.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's now that we moved into the loft here in Colorado Springs, sure is a lot nicer than the old digs in Colorado Springs, you know. But this is just because I'm coming live from the 420productsusa.com headquarters. I won't always be doing the show from here, but I'm just getting run a little ragged here, Ruth, trying to get this shit all situated.
No, that's cool. It's much appreciated. It's kind of neat to have.
Also, want to thank you for broadcast from here every time.
No, I'm just saying it's kind of cool to have you broadcast it from there. It's like you're on the
little
spot. Action news.
Broadcast action.
Yes.
Yes, I'm happy to be broadcasting from here. I was waiting for weeks and weeks thinking that getting the internet here was going to be a pain in the ass, right? Mm-hmm. Come to find out, the guy came in and like spent 35 seconds here and was like, you're all juiced up.
Wow.
I'm like, great. Glad I procrastinated.
That's what I tell my wife after 35 seconds.
Like, she's all juiced up.
I'm like, you're all juiced up. Gotta go.
Like I said, I think that usually before that 30 seconds, all juiced up, let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm all juiced out.
Meaning that you're all Budweiser'd up.
It is the,
I don't have a desk here, so I'm going to smoke some marijuana. Probably not my smartest idea in the world, but with this thing resting on my lap.
Ooh.
So if you hear a lot of cursing, it's because I've dumped weed everywhere, probably.
Sounds like thrilling radio.
So what's going on? Anything that you read about in the news that you think that listeners would find interesting?
Nothing good. Apparently people in the Middle East are getting bombed left and right, and passenger planes are getting shot down by Russia or not Russia, depending on if you're Russian or not. But nothing funny that I've seen. But my phone died, and I dug up an old iPhone. Maybe this is a rant. I don't know if this is a rant or if this is probably a rant.
And now it's time for what feels delightful.
Rant!
Now this really can't be too much of a rant because my phone died, and so I had to find a new phone quickly just to pop a SIM card in, and I found this old 3G that I had laying around, and it had a cracked screen. The wife had had it for about a week, so she, of course, destroyed it in every possible fucking way. Yeah, and so I had a cracked screen. The home button didn't work. So I thought, well, I can just get that fixed for a few bucks and pop in a SIM card. So I did. It cost me like $46. I got the whole thing replaced. Popped in my SIM card. I'm like, sweet, I an iPhone in a while. I can't wait to see what's all new and cool with iPhones. But it's so old. Okay, this is maybe kind of a rant. It's an iPhone 3G, which I think they stopped making in like 2010. But not only that, it's like Apple just says, at some point, fuck your hardware. The hardware is not gone.
Oh, yeah.
So don't even fucking try.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like I can't download any apps. And I can't even just willingly be like, well, let me try 7 and see what happens. Apple's like, no, fuck you. You can't. You got a fucking paperweight in your hand. At least with Android, you can install anything you fucking want and see if it works. But
so
Apple's like,
really have in your hand is an iPod, basically.
I don't even – yeah. Yeah. I guess I do, but not even the latest iPod, because I can't update the iPod.
I had the 3G myself, and so did my wife, and then she, of course, upgraded to the 5.
Right.
She bypassed the 4 altogether, and the 3G was like a fucking stalwart compared to the problems we've had with the iPhone 5.
Really? No kidding.
Doesn't Every month she's over her usage minutes because it won't connect with the Wi-Fi in her house, like, appropriately. So every month she gets, like, a fucking warning. Well, she doesn't get anything. I get some fucking warning saying, oh, yeah, an extra $15 off your, you know, over your limit charge or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
So we're giving you an extra gig that she tears through in, like, one day. So I got the 5-gig plan, and she didn't go over, but it's fucking ridiculously expensive.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I do have to hand it to Apple. I mean, of course, ultimately I do. They make some badass shit. I just wish that they would kind of grandfather in some things. But even this phone, as old as this phone is.
I saw Apple's my work, and it's just like, I got two fucking, like, $4,500 paperweights. Because as soon as they came out with all the Intel stuff, you get all the PC chip, like, it's obsolete now. You can't run anything on it. Software that's 5 years old, you know, but all the hardware is still good. It's still good. It just won't work with the kind of shit that they're designing now.
Exactly. Like, I can't download any apps for this fucking phone because none of them will work with the old iOS. But as a device, it's fucking gorgeous. And, like, the touch screen is, like, way better than any fucking Android I've ever dealt with.
It's like it's smartly designed.
Everything's smart about it. I mean, it's really weird how they can just take everything you need to do and get it down to one fucking button or, like, two buttons. And Android is really, it's like, even though it's not Windows, it's like using a PC. It's like everything takes 8 fucking steps. And it might look good, but you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, click, click, click. Apple, you're like, I got to do 10 things, click, click. Oh, yeah, excellent. I mean, they're really mental ergonomics and boil everything down to the least you have to do. So I got to get them that. They should fucking, like, make shit backwards compatible, I guess is the word.
Yeah, you're right, they should. But then what's in it for them? Because a lot of people would just say, well, the fucking iPhone was good enough, you know what I mean? I can call my temp on it or whatever, and so I don't need to upgrade anything.
Well, that's true. No. Also control the hardware market. You can't go get an iPhone that's not made by Apple, whereas a PC or an Android phone, I can make one.
Now, were we going to make a phone call to some gentleman tonight?
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. I don't even have the fucking
number.
Was
that still on there? Or was that a drunken threat? That was a drunken threat.
It was drunken, yes. It wasn't a threat. I thought it'd be funny, but I don't know where that fucking number is. And I think my wife hit it because I told her. This will be fun.
Find it. I'll talk to him.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I have a little backstory on that. Maybe we should call her. Give us a little backstory. A caller decide if we're going to call the guy or not.
Well, if it's even possible. But the backstory is fun. So
that's the backstory.
But look at you with your chin on your hand.
I'm interested for that. Yes.
So,
hello. So
my wife went to the laundromat the other day, and she put the clothes in and then had to do some other shit. So she left the baskets just on top of the fucking washing machine and left. And when she came back, there was a note in one of the baskets that just said, please call me, and had some, we're assuming a dude's phone number based on the handwriting.
And I was really sloppy.
Yeah. But she didn't call him. She should have.
So was your wife flattered? Was she flattered at all?
No, she was creeped out. I mean, it was written. It was like this guy had torn. It wasn't even on, like, nice stationery, or like he had a notebook that he keeps a journal in. No, it was like a sliver torn off a shoebox or something, written with a ball pen. I mean, it was like, I'm just going to find something right here, by God.
Would you expect him to break out, like, his writing desk and write something with a quill? He's got, like, a fancy feather and pen set.
I expected that it would at least be in an envelope with a wax seal.
With his ring. He melted it and, like, put it in
his family crest on it.
Stick to a condom.
That's right, m'lady.
Hold on a second. Looks like I've got a visitor here at the warehouse.
Oh, geez. Is it a rodent? The warehouse is going to be infested with rodents. Looks like Darth Vader's meditation chamber in there. That black chair. Oh, geez.
Sorry about that. Just looks like the cops are here.
Shut up. Let's interview them.
Let's interview. Come on in, Officer
Jenkowitz.
Officer Smith.
Well, it is Colorado Springs, so
yeah.
It's not like you're doing anything illegal. Oh, my God. Who's that?
This is Stripper.
Hey, Stripper, how are you?
Parents.
Awesome.
What's going on?
Same old stuff. What are you?
Yeah, we were waiting for you to call in, Stripper. What happened?
You told me the show was off.
No, I said that we were rescheduling the show for Thursday with Spit. Not that the show was off.
No, that's the next guy got
it.
Postpone until
this interview. Yeah. All right. Live radio, we gotta watch out.
I'm
gonna get dead air here.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't have anywhere for you to sit.
That's cool. Who's the drive-by?
Who's the drive-by?
You gotta
watch out. You know, when Tripper calls in, it's...
Awesome. That's cool. Come on.
All right. Sorry, this is our usual setup. Tripper, usually we got something a little more elaborate than what we're trying to do here.
I can understand.
But bear with us. A little technical difficulties, but not too bad. But Thursday, we will be having Vic from Stencil Forest on. Feel free to call in questions. Or maybe we'll have him live in the studio. You can come live in the studio.
Absolutely.
And I got a little visual.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So.
Sweet. You can set that up on the website, right, Rufus?
Fuck yeah, we can.
We've got some pictures and a little bit of video put on the west of our Thursday show.
Bring it on, man. Yeah, let's promote it for real.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, got it.
Cool. All right.
So it'll be something that I got to get a little bit of their live stuff that they did for a benefit show and their first show.
Their first show ever?
The first show that they did with this particular
the first show of the new reincarnation.
Yes, correct.
We should website for sure before the show.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Definitely.
Anything else you can provide, too? I have a few pictures that I took from their Facebook, so you probably took those pictures. Rufus drinking beer there.
Sweet. It looks like he's got the California swag look going on, just kind of chilling with the glasses.
Yeah. Inebriation helps that out.
Nah, helps him relax. Nothing takes the edge off like a 12-pack.
That's true.
I don't know, you ever try a fifth of vodka?
Yeah, but then that puts it on the next morning.
That's right.
Not if you're a professional.
Right, not if you're not going off. I'm a professional at it, unfortunately. Rufus has had a breakfast beer before. Have you not, Rufus?
I've had a breakfast beer and a shower beer, and usually at the same time.
Now you're stepping on it.
The only thing better than one breakfast beer?
Two
breakfast beers.
That's right. It's great for the sheen in your hair, too.
It's good for it.
Skip the conditioner.
Why don't any of us really have any hair then? What's the problem? What is the link between beer and bald? Pattern baldness in men.
Coolness.
You know, my mom told me when I was a kid that I'll lose my hair if I wear a hat all the time.
That's what did it for me, dude. I've got the widow's peak, man, because I wear a hat all the freaking time. Well, except for now.
My friend Gene, my mom used to tell him that. He was bald by the time he was like 19.
Oh, man.
My mom swears she was right. Then I did see later in life that I saw a study where the reason that happens is because when you have a hat on, it traps the heat on top of your head,
yep.
And your body's natural instinct is to drop the hair to relieve the heat. You're not too bad.
Really?
You keep it nice and short, like me and Rufus. I'm freshly shorn myself. Not that the listeners can see it, but check the video on the website. I've recently got a haircut. My summer do.
Looks quite sharp.
Thank you.
Your summer do.
Rufus, you look like you might be due for a little beard trim in there.
I'm growing it out, man. I'm trying to get this whole thing a little burly so I can shave it off.
Are you going to do like some kind of cool hipster mustache?
Not hipster, no, man. I'm not going to twirl anything. It's more of a... I don't know. I don't have the patience to twirl. I don't have time in the day for twirling my mustache, man.
Really cool.
I'm too busy. Between breakfast beers... between breakfast beers and lunch beers.
Some kind of fancy microbrew.
No.
I'm kidding. If you had a handlebar mustache, I would fly down there and kick your fucking ass myself.
I would poke you with them.
I'd be like, no, lock me up with your handlebar mustache.
That's right.
That's her handcuff mustache.
Trying to spear your ass.
I don't know if anybody.
I would score you with my handlebar mustache.
And they had a fucking play-by-play.
Yeah, they did. I
saw it. They had a play-by-play of the running of the Bulls in Pamplona.
NBC Sports Channel.
If you can believe that. And the play-by-play was like, no one got bored yesterday.
It wasn't.
And it was, when no one got bored, and then I was watching, I go, this is fucking boring. But the weird part was they like had stats on these people that were running with the Bulls.
This is more deep here. Right?
Yeah, it was. It was like
he's been doing this several times.
Yeah,
I didn't.
It only has one bull and one eyeball.
I thought it was just like
showed up again this year.
They should combine that with a potato sack race and really make it interesting.
Yeah, that would be a great thing. And they should dress them up like clowns. Why do bulls hate clowns, I wonder?
Because they're just like everybody else, I guess. I fucking can't stand clowns.
They probably like inseminate cows like with people dressed up as fucking clowns. No matter how the cow is.
All bulls are castrated by rodeo clowns. That's the problem.
Oh, man.
That's probably why. What about the Well, now, wait. Do they only run in front of boys? I mean, bulls are the only ones with the horns, right?
Correct, bulls.
A fucking bitch bull could just be a totally fucking worse than any dude bull out there.
A bitch bull? Is that a gay bull?
I'm not as good as you bulls. You know, I don't get paid as much as these bulls, so I'm going to fucking mute that. Maybe they're in bull equality. I think they chop their heads off equally, don't they?
Bull equality. Yeah, I think that's a thing. I'll check animalplanet.com.
Bull rights groups.
Yeah.
Equality for all bulls. Black, spotted, white.
Angus, Brenham.
Kobe.
Kobe were so tender because they have such small penises.
Nothing much about bull penises.
Wow.
You're about to learn, Bill. I'm here.
I don't know that much. I don't know as much as I should about bull penises. Let's just say that.
I know more than I should, inside and out.
Was there a bull dressed up like a clown?
It's an awkward and uncomfortable expertise.
I can see how it would be uncomfortable.
Well.
It being a bull and all.
Depends on how many breakfast beers you've had.
No, that's true. Well, those are usually... like early slumber beers.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what passed out in the bushes drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just say when I go cow tipping, I usually get tipped.
I usually bring a condom.
When I go cow tipping, I take protection.
Hey, where's the clown too?
That's right. Oh, my God. I just like a run, I get tipped.
Shit. You guys, legitimately. Now you have to be honest with me. Has anybody ever seen one of these fucking? It could be in real life. It could be on porno, a fucking bestiality show.
Well, yeah.
I've seen like a couple minutes of a dog one, and it was pretty gross. But I can't imagine a chick a fucking horse in her fucking pussy or ass, and ever walking again.
Or I think some dude got killed from that. A dude, mind you, got killed from that a few years ago. It was in the news. He met a guy on Craigslist for that reason, that the guy had a horse for him. Not dead serious, dude. And he got internal injuries to the point where he fucking croaked.
I like your quote. That was a real thing when you get fucked by a horse. You're probably going to get some internal injuries, like real...
Yeah,
it's kind of sucking it, or would he get it up his ass?
Came that far.
How does a fucking horse jack you off? I don't get it.
No, you don't get it.
All right. said,
no, I don't like it.
No.
So anyway, the guy, a friend of yours, I'm assuming?
Not a friend. I mean, an acquaintance. Yes, I hooked him up.
Just the guy you met on Craigslist?
Yeah, just the guy I met with. I was using an incognito browser.
I was raping anybody.
We were horse dipping.
You can pull up a chair, Tripper, if there is one. You mind if Tripper sits in for a little bit?
No, I'll let you guys roll for a little bit and you know what's happening with the rest of the stuff that I originally stopped out here for.
Oh, with the moon?
The moon.
Yeah, we're probably going to put that on the shelf for tomorrow.
Okay. I'm not driving my booze from around Bradley.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. All right, Rufus, good to meet you, man.
Same.
Thank you, everybody. Say thanks to Tripper.
Thank you.
Check Tripper out on the Hyper Club website. He put some nice pictures up there for us on his series. Hey, get us that stuff for the website. Those pictures, if you can, Tripper. We'd like to put that stuff up. Okay. Thanks, Tripper. That was Tripper, everybody. Now you
like, yeah.
Put a face with the name.
Obviously, Tripper's going to be a regular dude on the show. Well, there's that black Bond villain chair against the bricks again. It's intimidating.
What's that? Sorry.
What? No, hey. No, I was saying that.
So, if anybody wants to call in, it's 646-476-0646-478-0616. I'm not at my studio, so I'm trying to remember the number off the top of my head. Here, can you help the brother out?
646-478-0616. Give us a call.
Hey, yeah. I just want to say.
Tell us about your bestiality story.
Anybody listening, you're going to be at the Cannabis Cup, Flint, Michigan, this weekend. But we're going to be giving out free buds.
Really?
Cannabis stuff this weekend.
Is this what you emailed me about? You emailed me a screenshot that said something, something, and I checked it rolling out of bed this morning, and, like, my thumb skipped, and I deleted it before I knew what it was about.
Damn iPhone?
iPhone 3G, specifically.
My favorite iPhone. If only I could go back.
My thumb is
I still have that phone, actually. I do use it for an iPod. But, what was the question again, Rufus?
You said that you're going somewhere to do something that has something to do with weed.
Yeah, still a little brain fog there.
And I was wondering.
Actually, the screenshot I sent you was the waybill for the tracking for the Bud Buddy shipment coming from China.
Oh, really?
Yes, it'll be here tomorrow. Going to have all the pieces in tomorrow. So I'm pretty sure it gets the pictures that we can put up on the Bud. It looks
Awesome.
Do you have some kind of cover on my face?
Yeah.
I guess that I could do that in Photoshop.
I'll blur out your body.
I could do that in Photoshop. Can you believe I never even thought of doing that in Photoshop? I thought you would have some special piece of that.
You have to download an app for your...
I'm sure you could probably download something on your phone that would do that. Maybe even your 3G.
I'm sure you could. Some anonymity filter.
Yeah, we need to do that. See, I know that you can do it. So anyways, Clio, Michigan, the Cannabis Cup is going to be for Michigan 2014. And but it's going to be there. I'm going to take some video of it. You know, we're going to take some reactions to people to the unveiling. Go out there and call it the Bud Buddy soft launch.
Yeah, absolutely. How cool.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you were here for it, Ruth. Come on up.
Yeah, me too. When is it?
It's Saturday. You can fly into Detroit, right?
Can you fly into Detroit?
Flint,
Michigan.
How far is Flint from Detroit? I really have no idea. They got to be pretty close together.
Isn't Detroit like a battle zone all the time?
Let me put it this way. They call Flint Murder City.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait.
Needless to say, when we first were talking about going, I was like, Murder City. Yeah, bunch of dope, bunch of fucking pot sitting around waiting for it to be robbed or something. And I was like, I don't know about that. Then I did some more research, and I realized that it's actually outside of Flint, Michigan by like 10 miles.
Oh, okay. The murderers can't travel. They hate traveling.
They're lazy. Everybody knows the murderers are lazy.
Are you serious? Flint, Michigan is Murder City?
Yes, that's what they call it, Murder City.
Jesus Christ. Well, when I searched it, one of the first images that came up is a house with plywood on the windows.
Awesome. I can't wait to go. Yay, Bud Buddy! Maybe the Bud Buddy is just what Flint needs.
Apparently people need to relax there.
Obviously. Did you see that? It actually, in Colorado, since they legalized marijuana recreationally, the murder rate has dropped like 50%.
I completely believe that.
It's because people are just too lazy to leave their house.
And apparently, like a lot of the car rental places, are getting cars back that have weed left in them.
I'm sure they probably are. Think about that. Holy cow. There's probably a cottage industry there.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I liquidate weed found in cars, found in rental cars.
I would, if I was in Colorado, I would get a job working at a rental car place or a hotel. And you could probably bank on found weed.
Oh, I could only imagine. You would never have to buy weed again, but so what? Because it's not a big deal to buy weed. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
It's just like finding money more than it is weed, I guess, because you don't have to spend money on weed.
Yeah, I guess if I found a beer in a rental car, I probably wouldn't be like, sweet.
Would you drink it?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I would say I don't think I would smoke weed that I found either, to be honest.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's really true.
Unless it was like perfectly sealed. Now, this I could see. I could see people dropping off rental cars and going, hey, dude, you want this?
Yeah.
Because think about it. My idea is people are so fucking eager to get there when they buy legal pot that they just buy up as much as they fucking can.
But then they have
to leave
town.
It's just a habit.
Right. So people that come to visit,
they're like, what the fuck are you doing all this week?
They buy more than they need. They have to leave town. So you can have, like, it's almost like a monetary exchange. You just buy it at a reduced rate.
Oh.
Wow. Damn. Interesting.
At this point, you know what they should do is just sell, like, these vouchers.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Buy a minimum amount, and then they want to take the fucking cannabis. That's what they need to do.
Yeah. Look at you leaning back in that chair. You look like a mobster. You're leaning back in that fucking chair, lighting one up. You're like, yeah, that's what they need to do.
You tell them, bitch is so bitch.
That's right.
Or I rip someone's fucking head off.
You get on that.
That's how we operate. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He owned, repairs cars and stuff. He was talking about some lady and stuff. This is just the guy I was talking to at the gas station, right? We're both filling up, so he's just yakking. I have no idea why we started talking about what we did. We just started talking.
Sure.
And, because some guy was helping some lady. And I was like, well, it's nice to fucking help somebody, you know? And the guy's like, buddy, if I had a dime for every time I, quote, unquote, help somebody, when I should have been getting, I could buy this corner in this gas station cash money.
God. That's awesome.
But he was being funny about it, you know what I mean? He's like, I just help people too much. I've, like, got a soft spot for helping people, and he's like, and it always kind of fucked him over. And it's right, though. You know what? It's like every time you try to fucking help somebody, Ruth, they fuck you over. I've gotten people jobs, and then they didn't show up after, like, the third day after begging me to get them a job, and then they fucked me over. And I'm supposed to be like, hey, yeah, cool, man. What up? No big deal. You didn't just fuck me over. Try living with that dickhead. Try living with him!
Now, but in the same situation.
You know who did that.
Who? Was that V-Man? Who was that?
No, that was... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this guy was worse than the V-Man.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to call him the C-Man for the crazy man.
Oh, Aaron Turner?
No.
What?
Who lived with us?
Who is crazier than that? Wait. Oh. Joe Bannister.
Yes.
The chef.
The shaft.
Remember
when he knocked over the fence?
What?
He came back from that band rehearsal and he was climbing over. I told him to wait like 5 minutes and I would let him in. And we stopped to get cheeseburgers. And we even got the dick had a fucking cheeseburger. And he was so drunk and stoned that he tried to scale the fucking side fence and knocked it over.
I don't remember that, dude.
And I went in, and he's just fucking sitting there with that usual stupid-ass look on his face.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm not one to get mad, but I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I told you to fucking wait. Here's your goddamn hamburger, you fucking cocksucker. That's the night he fucking had the breakdown.
Was it the same night?
That was the same night, yes.
Well, that explains it. If he was so drunk and wasted that he knocked over a fence,
yeah.
Man, he was fucking insane anyway.
I think getting his fucking head would have just knocked more sense into the fucking dipshit.
Or killed him. Otherwise, the result would have been better.
He lives in Colorado, too, so if I ever run into him, I'm going to kick his fucking ass.
Now, how do you know this?
I saw it. Remember we Googled him on the show one time when we saw his LinkedIn page.
Oh, that's right.
What'd you do, think I was sitting around Googling him by myself? No. I would never give him the satisfaction.
The satisfaction of Googling?
Right. Hey, here's the headline. Look this up, Ruth. I really don't have a good way to get it. I could do it, but this is not a good computer for searching the net while we're doing the show here.
Sure.
Drunken man killed wife on jet ski.
Wow, that sounds hilarious.
While getting a blowjob from another...
Whoa, you're making that up now. Are you tricking me?
No, I'm not. I want you to Google that.
How do you even do that?
I want you to give the readers a little scoop.
How do you do that on a jet ski?
Well, you'll see.
Oh. Drunken man kills wife on jet ski. Okay. Husband leaves his naked wife on sandbar after violent spat. Okay, wait. I got to click this.
Look at the Gawker one. It's probably the best one. Yeah, that's a shout-out to you, Gawker. I see some good stuff on there. You know who's got good content? I'm going to tell you right now, people. Check out itimes.com for good fucking content. Not just on marijuana, but on other fucking stuff. A lot of marijuana stuff, which is cool. But even other random stuff, they got pretty good content on there.
Really?
Shout out to my peeps at High Times.
Oh, Jesus Christ, my internet's going slow as fuck. I'm trying to get to that Gawker link.
I just want to see your surprise when you get to see what an awesome story it is. I think he had every reason to be pissed off, to be honest with you.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's another little rant. Never, ever, ever, if you're thinking of buying a PC, never get a Lenovo computer.
Still having troubles with the Lenovo.
It's brand new. It's 64-bit. It's a 500-gig hard drive with 4 gigs of fucking RAM, and it is still slow as fuck. It's like they have all the numbers, but they don't know how to make it work, so this computer is just slow as fucking shit.
That does suck. That can be very frustrating. That's why I got away from PC. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to go any more into that, but I used to spend a lot of time waiting for my PC to start up just to ask me to do 10 other fucking things before it did anything.
Yeah, I think I'm slowly moving towards Apple. All right, here we go. Gawker.
I'm pretty sure that phone told you that you should move towards Apple.
Well, yeah. Clever on Apple's part to do that to me.
I think that you did it to yourself. I think you were harkening back to a probably more enjoyable life. You know what? Your life was probably going so smoothly when you were using Apple for your phone, and then you try to switch it up and do the Android shit. Your fucking life probably just got chaotic because you're like, this fucking phone. I was out with my friends golfing a couple weeks ago, and one guy just got a new phone. And, you know, it's one of those things where the guy who's had the phone for a while needs to show the other guy how to use the phone and shit.
Right.
You know, and I thought about switching phones, but after watching that, I'm like, no, I'm just going to stick with my old phone, which is fine.
Well, I liked
pictures.
I liked my Android phone. It just fucking died.
That's a quality product right there. Was that a shout-out? I mean, was that a good thing to say? I mean, you're like, I liked it, but it died. Is that a rant or is that an accolade?
I don't know, because it came out. in 2011 too, so it's way out of date and it's been abused. So I don't know.
It was just time. Did it tell you? Was it telling you for the last few weeks by like panting a lot, laying around?
It was pretty fucking laggy. I mean, in terms of whatever the equivalent to a fucking operating system is to panting and pissing itself and shitting on the floor, that's what this phone did.
Stop eating. Did it stop charging? It just won't charge anymore.
That's true. And it was really slow. I'd like swipe something or click something, and it'd be like, meh. I'm like, come on.
Really? It wouldn't like it wouldn't run smoothly? It would just like do it choppy?
Yeah.
Low screen choppy?
Well, the multitasking is really slow, because used to I could have like 10 things going, and I could swap back and forth. And then it became like I could have 3 things open, and it was like I click one, like I check my email, and then go watch a YouTube video or something. And then when I clicked the email window again, it was like, and I was like, oh, man, that didn't bode well. It's leaving a bad taste in my mouth.
So did you find the story? Have you found the story?
Yeah, I found it on Gawker.
No, that does not bode well. Are you going to bury your phone? Or are you going to recycle it? Are you just going to keep it like I do for because it might have something on it that you need?
I can't even access anything on it.
Someday you can get it out of it.
It's not that I might need what's on it. I don't know what's on it, and I don't want someone else to find out. So I'll just keep it in a box in my office.
So we won't know what power up. Or I know I have a whole box and a drawer full of old phones and hard drives.
Yeah.
I need to get rid of. How stupid is that? I should shred it all. Look at the thing on there. What sucks is there's, like, pictures and stuff that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got my last video of Piff on a phone that just took a shit for no fucking reason.
Kind
of crap.
I mean, that's
you're like, you can't get it off.
You know, at least it's fun on my Google account, so everything, like, every image I took or video I took was automatically, like, just uploaded to my fucking Google account. But,
how odd is
that? You know, I don't know what passwords are on there. Like when the last time I logged into my fucking bank account, so I can't just toss it. But yeah,
I'm not asking you to toss it. I'm saying that's fine just because. Because they're slightly radioactive.
They are. I had a big tumor cut out of the top of my head because of that fucking phone. I think I've talked about that.
I remember that.
That's right.
I remember that. That hot piece of hot dog get under your scalp.
It grew slowly over years and years, and like we talked about before, I wore a hat all the time, so I didn't realize it until my hat, wouldn't fit right.
That is so insane. And seeing a picture of that was insane. When I have my list, I will send you a picture of what my old liver looked like.
When you have it replaced.
Because you'll be able to right next to me giving me half of your liver.
That's true.
You don't even need to see it.
I won't give you my liver.
Wait, I'm not sure I want your any of your liver.
I'm not going to give you my liver to stitch us together. You're going to just bridge our livers together.
We'll share one failing liver.
That's right. One failing liver is better than no liver.
That's what I was going to say is that, you know, I would take a piece of liver from you, but I've already got one like that.
Hang on. Hang on. I got to write that down. One failing liver is still better than no liver at all.
Oh, my God. That's in the hate mail. What? I mean, it's true.
Well, of course it's true. Some kind of liver is better than nothing.
I mean, show us the non-truth there.
That's right. Okay, I got the news story. When your wife catches you blowing a dude on a boat off a Florida nude beach, the correct response is to immediately apologize and, once the situation has cooled, have a frank, open conversation about sexuality. Wow, can you imagine? Okay, anyway. Michael Doster was arrested.
No, I mean, I told you, this chick, he's totally in the right.
Michael Doster was arrested for domestic battery in Passage Key, Florida, after his wife, Pamela, discovered him in an intimate moment with another man near the popular nude beach.
All I want to say is, how dare her interrupt what could have been a very special moment for that man.
Exactly. It's male bonding.
It's right. But she doesn't even ask any questions. She assumes that they're just sucking each other's dicks.
There's
so much more, I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. A dude would not have another dude suck his dick, or vice versa, if the wife was taking care of business.
Unless you have a hose to spray on them to get them apart, you know, like two dogs. Never fuck with a man sucking another man's dick.
Okay, put that one down. That's a T-shirt.
So anyway, continue with the story. Obviously, people, I'm joking around. This guy is a total fucking retard. It's unbelievable what this guy does.
Okay. The couple allegedly began arguing whilst atop a Sea-Doo, and Doster threw his wife off the vehicle four separate times, got in the mess. Pat refused to reboard after hitting her head on the final toss, so her husband left her on a sandbar. Both Dosters were drunk. Boy, you think?
Shocking.
Really? Oh, my.
I'm sure that guy's like, I'm so drunk, I was blowing another guy. How drunk was he?
Cut out. Damn, I totally
missed. Fire Island. Were they off Fire Island?
Michael called 911 when he returned to shore, and Pamela was found bruised and battered on the sandbar wearing only a life vest. After several days in the hospital, she died. Local law enforcement named Michael as a suspect in the investigation into her death. Manatee County.
Florida. Obviously it's Florida. Some special stuff happens in Florida, Ruth.
Oh, yes,
it's a special place.
This takes our case to a different level. We need to know exactly what happened. We can say that Michael Doster is a suspect, you think?
I know. I mean, how much more cut and dry does it have to be?
No shit.
I mean, unless, I don't know. If he's throwing her down, is he like throwing her, he's throwing her off of the Sea-Doo, wouldn't she just be going into the water?
Maybe she hit her head on the Sea-Doo or something, I don't know.
Kicking at her when she's trying to get back on the Sea-Doo and crazy shit like that.
I don't know, she should have left well enough alone.
Right, I mean, the guy probably was suffering from a serious case of blue balls.
Well, just like you said, never fuck with a man sucking another man's dick.
Right. Like poking a dog with it in a corner or something. It's just fucking general knowledge. I think the truer version of that is don't fuck with a man getting his dick.
Right, but no, this is a
or whatever. Fuck with a man getting his dick.
This says that he was sucking dick.
Well, it says they were sucking each other's dick at the same time, right?
How do you 69 on a Sea-Doo?
I don't. Him and the other dude were in a boat.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, okay. That's right.
The other guy was the hedgehog.
The hedgehog.
What is Ron Jeremy's nickname?
Oh, geez. I don't
know Ron Jeremy's nickname. 646-478-0616.
That line you coined, never fuck a man sucking another man, never fuck with a man sucking another man's dick, reminds me of a line from that Racist in the Year 3000 from Mr. Show, where he says, where he tells Dougie at the end, after Dougie reveals that he's 180th African American, and he says, I can't believe I've been making love to a man who's part Negro.
What part Negro, I think. If you haven't seen that, look that up. Look up Racist Year 3000 on Mr. Show. You've got to see this video. It's amazing. If you don't laugh at this, don't ever fucking tune into our show because you're fucking an idiot.
I found an episode that skit is on, and that episode.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah, and it has the best skits ever. It's amazing.
Lucky for me. You don't know this, my wife bought me the complete disc set of Mr. Show.
You are kidding. Man.
No, I have the. She loves Mr. Show, too. She laughs at Mr. Show.
Wow.
For a while, that's all we watched was Mr. Show. For like 8 months, we watched Mr. Show all day and all night.
You are living the fairy tale life, my friend.
It was a happy, happy time. What's going on there, Rube?
I don't know. I just heard my kid scream and something slam against my studio door.
You need to take five?
No.
Spin something, go out and kick some fucking ass?
No. I'd rather,
sure?
I'd rather ignore and avoid.
Let's spin beer and food anyway.
All right.
Let's spin beer and food. Then we're going to come back to the show, and I'm going to be in the warehouse with Bud Buddy of 420 Products.
Ooh.
USA, and give you a little small tour.
Fuck yeah.
What do you think?
Awesome.
Assuming that the wireless works halfway decent back.
Well, even if it doesn't, we can get a glimpse. So stay tuned, peeps.
All right. Stay tuned. Listen to this. It's the coolest fucking song ever. Drink a beer, idiots. I was talking to Rufus. Not you other idiots. Oh, wait. Did I say this thing on? Is this microphone on?
No, it's not.
What are you talking?
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of gourmet hot. Yeah, beer and food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
There. That looks pretty fancy and useful.
Yeah, Bud Buddy.
Buddy.
It is. It's the Bud Buddy cannabis containment system.
How cool.
Yes, it is. It's our stacking, interlocking cannabis containment. Keeps your stuff organized, so no more cannabis chaos. Get yours at budbuddy.me. Get it now, please. You won't be disappointed.
Wow, that sounded pre-recorded.
Tomorrow we shall have 15,000 of these. Can you even wrap your head around that?
I can't, dude. I thought it was like 5,000. 15,000?
No, it's 15,000. 15,000 Bud Buddies.
Holy dear
Lord. We're going to have to start selling them, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we're going to give out some. That's what I'm saying. Remember, people come out, look for the Bud Buddy, your free Bud Buddy. I think we're going to give out, I'm not sure if we're going to give out singles or if we're going to give out short stacks. Maybe we should give out super stacks. I don't know, Rue. What's your take on that?
Could you have a raffle for super stacks?
Surely we put a. I put aside at least 1,000 Bud Buddy promotion for promotional purposes.
Wow. Cool. So where are you at?
Yeah, that's right. I'm here in the for now empty warehouse. I don't know. Here, let me get out of the picture. Here's some crap that needs to be moved back there.
Very cool. Wow.
There's a whole other room in the warehouse. Here's the other side of the warehouse that still needs a bunch of shit cleaned out of it. Ooh, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Here, what's your?
Please do.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Can you see?
Yep.
All right, here is the metal working area. We don't really need this, but all this stuff was here when we got here, and it works.
Wow.
So it's worth keeping, I guess.
Amazing.
There's just some random shit. This is the dirtiest part of this fucking building. Let me know if you're breaking up.
Nope, sounds good.
Here's...
breaking up, going outside.
Yeah, there you go, cleaned up. All right, hold on. Are you there? Are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, obviously I can't go outside. Not out the back way, anyway.
That's
so, Jason, here's the metal shop area. Just to give you a better idea of the Bud Buddy area here. See, the Bud Buddies will be stacked on that rack right there. You see it?
Yes, I do. The Bud Buddy rack.
And boxes for putting into a box and Bud Buddies. These were already here, so I'm going to use these. And then there's your production area, as it were.
Damn, that's awesome.
Pretty dirty. Needs cleaned up, but here you can look outside probably here. Here's the big tractor we use to clean up the back part. Are you still with me?
Yep, I am.
Here's the outside.
Cool. I lost you. The outside killed it. Well, I should always stay indoors, people. Going outside is nothing good. Ew, looks like Double Z got double whacked from the internet connection. Let's see if we can get him back. I'm going to try calling back right now. Oh, says busy. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch to hell. I don't like my lady at all. No, sure. Oh, here we go. What's going on? Hello.
My bad.
That's cool. We got you back.
Are you back? Are we live on the show?
We are live. There you go. Yep,
live
I see it.
Show.
I see it.
So here's all the crap I got to get rid of.
What is all that?
Going to sell it. Going to sell it, Rufus.
Some of it
is worth a lot of money, believe it or not. This over here is a machine for filling aerosol cans.
Why is this all still here?
Were they such a thing?
Were they foreclosed on? Did somebody die? How does all this get left in the warehouse?
Yeah, he died, and then they were foreclosed on by us, by whatever crap they had left in here.
Wow.
Hey, also, Ruth, I just want to say, I want to throw a shout-out to my man, Jeff. I'm not going to say his last name. He came out and fixed the air here at Hypersloth HQ for a seriously solid price of $200. Should have cost like $100.
Wow, that's a fucking good deal.
So hats off to him. I just want to say thank you. I don't know if he's listening or will ever listen. But if he does, hey, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
That's a good deal even for like a residential repair.
Yeah.
Not to mention a fucking warehouse.
There's this was too good to be. Well, it was just for the office area. But it was a good deal. Considering that earlier today, I was thinking, oh, we're going to have to replace the fucking air conditioner at the warehouse.
Right.
Which probably would be more efficient, let's just say that. But cash out of pocket right now. Need to focus on some promotional efforts for the Double B. So people, go online, buy Bud Buddy, if anything, because we need the money. Bud Buddy needs the money.
How does it feel owning a warehouse? I have to ask, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would have a warehouse?
Yeah, I did, actually, because my family has always had a lot of warehouses. Just one of those
really?
Where I grew up. I mean, it's nothing for a guy where I grew up, which is in the Midwest, for, you know, they either have a big pole barn, right?
Yeah.
But it gets so cold up here that it's like you might as well just have a warehouse.
Wow.
Right? Because it's more insulated than just a pole barn. It gets super cold in a pole barn. So guys that, like, have cars and shit that they store or whatever, they just get a fucking warehouse and store their shit in it.
How cool. Awesome.
There's a lot of warehouses. But, no, it's cooler to run a fucking business out of one. Very cool. Agreed? And I don't know if you saw the name of the cross street here, but it's Double Z.
You've got to be shitting me.
Double Z.
Did you buy the street? Is that why it's Double Z?
I did. Did you ever see what the street was from the pictures I sent you before?
I remember the pictures, but I don't recall what it was.
My initial, my exact initial.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
For the show, that would be Double Z, correct?
That is true. That is true.
So I am happy with how the office here turned out at the HQ, or my office. Anyway, your office looks like shit. Sorry.
Hey. You're right. My office is not in a warehouse.
I've got some painting to do. You want me to show you your office? No, it'll just make you sad.
It will make me sad, but fucking A, yeah, let me see it.
All right, hold on.
Must be depressed. Is it under your desk?
No. There's a cage. I'm having something more for you, though.
Awesome.
It'll keep me from having to smell your filth.
I'm sorry, but that penetrates even the thickest cinder block walls.
All right. Here's the kitchen. This is where I store all my crap while I'm working here, though, so don't pay attention to it. You get the idea, though, right?
Yes, very nice.
Are you seeing it?
I see it.
All right. Oh, there's a rabbit in here somewhere. There was a bunny rabbit ran through here earlier, and I don't know it. Here's the hallway. It's a little dark and dreary in here. Right? That's why you need to put a coat of paint on it.
Is it haunted?
No, you know what? Dude, honestly, I've been to so many empty warehouses in the middle of the night that I don't believe in ghosts anymore.
Really?
In the bathroom?
Maybe you are a ghost and don't know it. Like the
Dude,
sixth sense.
Please don't go all Shutter Island on me. You know, really, Shutter Island was a pretty good movie.
It was, but goddamn, it
Here's
was long.
Here's the reception area.
Wow.
Are you seeing the reception area?
Yes.
Oh, here's the conference room.
Conference room? Damn. Did that table come with the place?
Yes, it did.
That's a nice table.
What's that?
Wow.
Here's another office. This one doesn't have any windows. This could be yours. It'd be a nice office for you. I won't have to worry about you trying to escape.
This is really depressing, dude. This makes me. This is really fucking depressing me. It makes me want to, like, fucking move there right now so we can really fucking kick shit into gear.
You really shouldn't, dude, but you can do it from there because you're going to have to do some Southwest sales immediately. Need you in that part of the country for the next month at least so we fucking get some penetrate the Southwest market. See what I did there?
Should you send me some product? So I can shop
around?
Yeah, I'm
going to. Definitely going to send you some product.
Awesome.
Here's the big wall of computers that they left here.
What the fuck?
You can tell also very, very useful.
Oh, those are high tech.
Yeah. Quality stuff, dude.
That's the best.
Look, see those computers down there? You're
phone can do more than all of those combined.
That's true. That's true.
And by that, I mean your broken phone.
Yeah. At least my iPhone 3G.
Yeah, at least it works. So, let's see. Hey, I wanted to show you these. These are something we could try to peddle, too, the stuff that this guy left here.
Peddle.
Let me show you one of these real quick, Roof. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it.
Tube caddy? What is
Yeah, it actually was a good idea. You know how you buy a can of, like, WD-40 or something?
Yeah.
And you always lose the fucking thing?
I throw away cans. I throw away cans of WD-40 when I can't find those things.
Right.
Well, yes.
Don't ever worry about that again, dude. I'll send you some of these because there's about 10,000 of these here.
What?
And I figured if I'm going to be calling on these small little BP gas stations to sell the Bud Bunny there, I might as well take a couple fucking boxes of these and sell them for like $2.
Oh, shit.
I mean, they make sense. You stick this part on the can,
mm-hmm.
and then you got three different straws, and you just stick them on there.
That was made by somebody with a hyper-sloth spirit.
Yeah, it was the guy that owed us $70,000, so hopefully we will pay our bills, right? Correct?
Wow.
But he had them ready to go. So we got those. What else was here? Oh, there's some kind of... This guy had a problem with buying stuff in bulk that he didn't really need. Here is a shitload of 134A.
Okay.
Because he had come up with some idea for, this is a recharge kit for your air conditioner.
What did this guy do with this warehouse? Was
he messed up?
Just a hobbyist with...
He actually, this is what he did. No, he sold, you know, this aluminum shit, that's worth a lot of money in scrap.
Wow.
He designed conveyor systems for, like, packaging equipment, right?
Okay.
Like, conveyor systems to fill bottles, conveyor systems to fill aerosols, shit like that. He was really good at what he did, he just was a fucking idiot. He
Damn.
Just could never pay his bills or anything like that. People don't want to work with you. He died without paying his rent for 5 years.
Well, shit. We should write a song about the guy.
What'd you say?
So we should write a song about the guy.
I admire his entrepreneurial spirit. I do admire his entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that Hypersoft has more of a entrepreneurial spirit.
Ooh, fancy.
I just coined that. Thank you.
Holding up the LaCroix as you say it. Ooh la la.
That's the man's drink. That's right. LaCroix, thank you for
I've never heard of a man's drink with a French name.
That's right. That's right, bitch. And natural lime flavor. That's tough.
A lot of calories in that natural lime.
She named it like Grizzly or something like that. So men could drink it.
Meat. Just call it.
Go get me my Grizzly with a little bit of lime. That's what I like to drink. Bring me my Grizzly. Now, I do have concoctions, but you can't say that's just LaCroix because sometimes it's LaCroix and vodka. Sometimes it's LaCroix, and this is my personal favorite, LaCroix and this Sam's has their own brand of sparkling water. Not Sam's, Walmart, your favorite place to shop.
Really?
Okay, here goes Rufus, he's off to Walmart again. Remember that? Remember that's good?
Yes. So they have what?
So anyway.
What is their own brand?
They have like LaCroix, but its flavor is so fucking sweet because it's made with sucralose that it could, like, make your fucking t-shirt. But they have one that's called Cherry Lime, Rufus.
Ooh, okay.
And it's so fucking good. And what I do is, because it's too sweet, I mix half of the LaCroix with half of a Cherry Lime from Sam's.
Yes.
And it's fucking good shit.
You should be...
Then I throw it in the freezer,
Uh-oh.
And it sold throughout the fucking day. And if you need to hit it with some vodka, dude, you just nail some fucking vodka in there, and it's like a giant ice cube.
You should be on the
whole
next.
World's a better place when there's LaCroix and whatever. It's not Walmart brand. I think it's like.
It's like.
I don't know, it's called China.
Or. It's called I'm Settling for This or something like that.
Like the Dr. Pepper knockoff name. They're called Little Walmart. It's a nice Little Walmart.
Just Bart.
Doctor, what was that Dr. Pepper thing? Did you send me that picture?
Yeah, it had like 40 different Dr. Pepper knockoffs.
You.
No, that was me. I sent it to you.
Dr. Thunder. That's the Walmart one. Dr. Thunder.
That's right. Dr. Thunder. Wow.
Just a bird.
It does. Sounds like a Kiss song.
Dr. Thunder. Did you read that thing about that guy that videotaped all those women while he was giving gynecological exams at Johns Hopkins over like tears or something?
Does he have a website?
What's that?
Does he have a website?
No, no, it's not a porno thing.
He should.
I almost wish he did. I know that's sad.
I never heard
that he ever distributed any of the stuff.
Damn, I'd link my PayPal account to it in a heartbeat.
You would. I mean, I'm guessing, though, think about it. It's kind of weird because this guy, maybe he was just doing some kind of fucking research on his own time. Yeah, I mean, well, you know.
Research on his own time.
I think what he was researching was pubic hair trends. What are the trends in pubic hair?
If you're a gynecologist and you take work home with you, I'm not sure what the hell comes from that.
Maybe every gynecologist should have to be gay or something.
Yes, or a eunuch. Or
think about it. If you were a gay man and became a gynecologist, you would be the most popular fucking gynecologist in the world, I bet.
But you would
spend, like, triple your customer base.
But you might be horrible at it because you'd be so disgusted at what you had to look at all the time. You'd be like, oh, God.
It's just your intrigue, Rufus. I call that intrigue.
Well, I wouldn't want to be a proctologist. I don't think
I'd
be intrigued.
I think you have to be a special person to be a dentist. A proctologist, like any kind of doctor where people are so fucking scared of you and that you're the butt of like every fucking medical joke there is.
If it involves an input or an output, you've got to be a special kind of doctor.
I'm not an ears, nose, and input doctor.
That's right.
I guess what they've done is just constitute it into two different categories. You've got your ears, nose, and throat guy, and then your butthole guy.
I got my BA in butthole sciences.
Buttholeology. How are they wearing asshole hair these days, Rufus?
Braided.
Braided.
No, mine are more like dreads.
Dress.
Yeah. Smeared. Mine are just smeared.
Smeared.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of pine needles caked
or
splitting.
Did you ever find out what the drama was outside the studio there?
Do what?
Did you ever figure out what happened outside the studio that caused the ruckus?
No, that was temporary. I went out and everything was fine. It's because they fear me when I walk out this door.
By the time they heard you coming?
Yeah.
They're just like, B-5-4-5, here comes Dad. He's pissed off.
When I step up, all I see is people looking over their shoulders. Just terrified.
You just as I usually see.
That's right.
Stop hitting me!
I recognize their heads.
Yeah, first of all, I could never live in your house because it's not wife and kids want to make eye contact with you, and that's unacceptable.
That's true, but it's so hard when their eyes are swollen all the time.
My family, I treat them like quarter jesters. I only bring them around when I want to laugh. Not that they're misfortune.
Jesus Christ.
Unfortunately for them.
Yeah. But good for me. It's entertainment.
So, you know, what we still do, and we need to do this before Friday, or before Saturday, Friday, is probably get together on Skype and go through the Bud Buddy website.
Yes.
And just to make sure, you know, if anything needs edited or whatever. But you did a great job of writing the copy. And I know I've said that before. The copy is fucking solid gold.
Well, we also need to make, do we want people to be able to order from the website or just contact us about orders?
No, we want an order from the website. Yeah,
okay.
Because
that's not wired up. We need to set up a PayPal account and have it linked to a bank account and all that BS.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I could even do it just with the DI Design account, couldn't I? For now, until we get a bank account set up, because I got to get, say, 420 Cross USA to be incorporated or something so we can open a bank account.
Do you have a PayPal account?
I do have a PayPal account.
We'll just use your PayPal account. We'll just use your PayPal
account. Yeah, but I mean, eventually I don't want the two to be intertwined. You know what I mean? Because I'm still going to have my design business for the next year or whatever until we can roll all out of this and just into the fucking bus lobby 420 Cross business.
Yeah, but I don't mean, like, for the long haul, but temporarily, especially if you...
Yeah, I mean, if that's possible...
Because
if
we set up a new PayPal account and try to link it to a bank account, that's going to take 5 to 7 days.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now, let's do it that way first. I didn't know if it was possible, though. That's all.
Yeah. That whole thing.
I don't see why it wouldn't be. Really.
The whole shopping cart system is set up to work through PayPal. It just needs a PayPal account to work with, and I didn't want to set it up with mine because I know you don't trust me. So we can set it up with yours.
Right, not with money. My wife and children, but just not with money.
That's right. Well, only money is valuable.
Not even with your own money. I don't even trust you with your own money.
I don't trust me with my own money either.
Yeah, well, I don't trust me with your money either or my money as well.
That's why my wife runs off from this house. Seriously, dude. If it was left to me, we'd be living out of a cardboard box.
I can agree with that. So you get your house paid off, then it's a nice place to dump money into anyway. It's not like you ever really get it paid off. You can still have to pay the fucking taxes and shit.
Yeah.
It's like renting from the government.
Fuck the government.
Uh-oh. It's got subversive.
Subversive.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, do you have time maybe Friday night to do that or something? Sometimes when I'm home. Well, I don't even know why I would have to be home. I guess we could do it from here.
Yeah, or call me on the phone.
The plan for tomorrow's group is to get this shit, get my desk and computer and shit moved over to here from my other office.
Okay.
And then I could be here. I could still get my regular work done, work on the Bud Buddy, and get this place cleaned out all kind of from one centralized location.
Well, I'm good any time, but send me a heads up, like an email or something, because I work on two different computers in two different places, and I'll be logged into Skype, but go to the library and work or some coffee shop, and then I'll fucking miss shit. So just send me an email and be like, hey, you good for an hour? Or a text or something.
So tell me about this chick at the library. What's her story?
I can't talk at full volume about that.
I got you. So when you're out there, you guys' phone number, rang him up, see what was going on with that dude.
I completely forgot about
it. You could easily have been like, dude, if I won't have your fucking phone number, I'm going to chop your fucking head off, motherfucker. Never go back to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I want.
I'm assuming your wife's never going to go back to that one, I'm assuming. Are you sure this isn't a ploy to get a washer and dryer?
She's pretty ballsy. Do what?
I think it's a ploy for a washer and dryer. I think her whole thing is just a ploy for a washer and dryer.
We just donated our washer and dryer because we had to get it out of the house we're selling.
Did you really? Why?
There's no room for it.
You want to move it?
There's no room for it in this rental house, and we didn't want to store it in a storage locker.
Because you're in the studio?
Yeah, I got no room.
The studio's in the washer and dryer spot.
It is. I mean, it literally is. The hiccups are right here. priorities,
no,
man.
That's fucking dedication, Jack.
Priorities.
Send your fucking wife down to get molested by and you fucking, you got your goddamn studio, and that's what's important.
Well, I'm just kind of hoping to turn into a three-way.
Who the fuck does she think she is? Oh.
That's how I want
it. You knew this. Just approach her as a laundromat.
Yeah.
Honestly, people have probably gone to jail for less. You can easily be like, hey, this guy was harassing my wife at your fucking laundromat.
It's funny. I emailed my parents. I emailed my parents about it.
Like, know which dude it was, and she has no idea.
Well, she assumes because there was only like one dude there out of like 10 women. But I emailed my parents the whole thing because I thought it was funny, and I told them, being totally like deadpan or whatever in the email, that you know I didn't know that he deals with somebody who works with Google. So I like Googled his phone number and I called my Google connection in Palo Alto, California. And I got his fucking, like, home address and phone number, and then I called the police department and reported him as a child sex offender. And, of course, I didn't, but my parents were like, what? Oh, my God. I couldn't.
Your mom thought you did that?
Oh, yeah, she's gullible.
Well, I'm sure she didn't. You know what? I thought maybe you did, too, because it's all completely.
It is. I mean.
You don't need some Google fucking connection. You could find this guy with just that phone number.
Absolutely.
That phone number is $2. That phone number is $2.
Oh, shit. You can do it for free. But it sounded better than an email.
If you find a cell phone number, you got to pay, like, Tokyo $10 or something.
There's other people. Dark web, dude.
Listen to this, dude. Guess what I just saw?
What?
Some state's coming out with fucking lottery tickets at the pump.
Are you serious?
That's fucking serious.
Oh, shit, it's about
time.
Think
someone heard that on our show?
Could be.
I did see that. Check that out. Check out lottery tickets at the pump.
What they need are vending machines at the pump, too. Vending machines, lottery tickets.
What they need is a store turned inside out.
Essentially, that we should make the first one. There's no store. It's gas pumps with vending machines.
Right. I agree with that 100%.
And one credit card swipe.
And can a vending machine with 420 products in it as well?
Yeah, especially in Colorado.
Here's the crazy thing. I went to one of these smoke shops in town today, one I've never been to. There's a shitload of fucking smoke shops. I don't know if there is there, but there is here.
Uh-huh.
And I was like talking to the dude, and I didn't say anything about the Bud Buddy, but the guy was actually kind of funny and whatever. I'm like, man, this isn't how most people are. I could fucking deal with this. You know, he sells pot pies, but they're tobacco pies. I mean, you know,
sure.
The fucking old 9 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Now, so I don't think 420 products would be a fucking problem. I mean, I don't see why. But, buddy, it's for herbal fucking shit, right? Herbal smoke mixtures. And
absolutely.
That's what I want to talk to you about, Ruth. We need to set up a thing saying you're over 21, first of all, for the Bud Buddy. Is that something we can do?
I don't see why not, yeah.
And maybe do one where we replace the word cannabis with herbal smoke or herbal smoke blend. I know that sounds stupid, but there's states that won't let you advertise pot stuff, and I don't want to miss out on those sales. You know, maybe we just have to set up another site that's a herbal blend site.
Uh-huh, okay.
I know it sounds gay.
I'm Deckers and call it a different name, the Herb Buddy or something. I mean, it's easy to do.
Stickers, they're painted on there.
Oh, shit,
they're
really?
Painted, those caps.
There is? I thought there were stickers.
You don't fuck around. Yeah, they're painted. Every cap is painted.
Man, those Chinamen are...
You thought those were stickers?
Yeah, I thought they were stickers. Damn.
That's why the cap is almost expensive as the other part, but there was no way I was going to do the fucking sticker thing, dude. If I get something like that, it's got a sticker on it, I'm like, that is a piece of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're asking $2. That's not a lot of money, but, I mean, it at least should last for a while.
You should
without the sticker coming off the top. The reason I got the painted was because I don't want the sticker off the top, dude. I want fucking people staring at the Bud Buddy in the 420 Products USA every time they fucking pick that motherfucker up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just advertising.
That's
just advertising, that's all.
You're right. There's a difference. You
that's
feel
right.
Secure in something that's not just something with a sticker on it. Absolutely. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Well, I ordered those Bluetooth from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Those, they're dube tube, you know, it's a dube tube, but it's, one guy's already got them, but ours is going to be completely different. But it just had a fucking sticker on the side. So, of course, I called my China and said, hey, on ours, I want to paint it. You know, I want it, like we got the cap. She said, oh, yeah, no problem. That, she's like, that'll cost you, like, a penny for each unit. And it's worth it to have that.
That's amazing. Amazing.
I mean, it adds up when you order 60,000 units, you know what I mean? But
sure.
It's just, it makes sense. It really makes sense to me. So our Duke tubes are going to be better than these Duke tubes that they have online right now because our the cap is integrated, so you can't lose the cap. It's like, do it. I think it's a suck of everything, Rube. It's not a fucking
do they even partake?
Oh, it's not. They don't use it for pot, though. They use it for, like, vitamins and pills. And you know what they are, though? They're the big smokers. This is what I told the lady when we were looking for the... And she's like, what else can I help you with? And I was talking about the Duke tube. And she goes, I don't understand, you know, what do you want it for? And I said, to put in a single cigarette, right? Just one cigarette. She comes back to me like an hour later with like 50 fucking choices of these things. Because that, she understood what it was. I'm sure, you know, everybody in China fucking smokes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of how expensive it was. Like 10 different fucking ones that were all awesome, by the way.
Amazing.
Thank God if... this fucking goes big. We and Rufus will helicopter you in to our, to my house. You can actually come, Rufus, you can come over to my house in the middle of Town Lake on my field or my sidewalk of hobos, and we'll helicopter her in.
Okay, awesome.
You know, unfortunately, I don't think I ever moved back to Texas because marijuana is not legal there.
True.
It's just good. Next time I move somewhere, it's going to have to be a legal, another legal marijuana state.
Another one, yes.
And I might actually move closer to my hometown and move into Michigan, where it's only 5 minutes from my hometown and medical marijuana is legal.
Interesting. You should get a condition.
Well, I mean, I would, but I still live in Indiana. That's why I need to move to Michigan. Dude, I got conditions. You know what? The perfect condition is, and this is honestly got truth, insomnia. Weed does not work for me for insomnia because it actually makes me stay up doing shit for some reason.
Yes.
But my wife, who does suffer from insomnia, if she smokes weed, dude, she'll fall asleep in like a half an hour. She got through.
Do you think it's the motive behind you doing it? Because like whenever I do it to kind of be peppy and get shit going on.
Yeah.
But I can see that if I was like, I got to go to bed, boom, and then I lay down, it might kind of soothe my synapses.
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of nature. You know what I mean? You're surrounded by what you're trying to do.
Yes. Yeah.
I like to get high and fucking sick and do goofy shit. You know that. So that's who he is.
True.
So you know what? We should do Saturday night. We should do like a Skype. We could do a Skype live from just me and you. Well, Joel will be there too because he's going. I'm making him drive to Cleo, Michigan in case it is Murder City. And we're going to get carjacked. He'll get a bullet in the face.
it's your human shield.
Yes, I will be using Joel as my human shield. God bless you, Joel.
Rest in peace.
Just know that you saved me, and that should be peace enough for you in your heart. But, so we should do a Skype live from the after show from the hotel.
We should.
And just to have, just for posterity.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I can talk to anybody. I'm a little nervous about going to this thing. Am I too old to sell Bud Buddies?
No, come
on. My wife
no.
I don't think it really matters how old you are.
It doesn't. Especially, when it comes to this, if there's any where, like, experience and wisdom is appreciated, it's in this whole fucking realm, dude. I mean, people love... like, you know, Cheech and Chong. I mean, like, the really old guys are still the guys who are, like, the fucking forerunners, dude. I mean, it's because it surpassed...
But you're still on the old.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's just... It's not even about that, you know? I mean, even, you know, the young,
so what you're saying is I'm probably going to jack some hippie chick?
Do what?
Now, is this something we want on the website? Me banging a chick with six or eight Bud Buddies crew together?
Yes.
Is that something I should get for the website?
Absolutely.
Is that something you want to see?
Yes.
Now, would this ruin the picture if I was banging some chick with the Bud Buddy and then my dick was in her ass? Is that something you want to see on the website, or is that going to work?
It also sounds good. We'll call it the Penis Pal.
Whatever makes me the most. You know what? I'll just Photoshop my dick out later.
Yeah, that will look weird.
Be a lot of work, but that's okay.
Yeah, do you have enough?
I'll just be caught in your ding.
Do you have enough RAM to remove something that huge in Photoshop? Can it?
No, what's funny is I don't think I have an angle, a camera with that wide of an angle on it. To be honest with you.
You need to contact NASA.
I'm gonna have to get some specialty glass made. Convex telescope. Yeah. By Canon. None of that, or Nikon. None of that garbage shit. We need elf out quality glass.
You're right.
Isn't that what they call it? Isn't elf quality the best quality glass you can get?
I have no idea.
Take my word for it, it is.
Okay. I always do.
I think.
So you're right.
So, I mean, are you up for interviewing this guy on Thursday?
Yes. Yeah, I'm totally so.
You think the best thing to do would have him come here and sit with me? Does that make sense? I mean, do you think this is working out okay or not? Not using this computer in this setup. I'd have my regular microphone here.
Right.
Right? And my other computer. And, I mean, that way there would be no delay. Because I'm afraid if he calls in, it's not going to make any sense.
That's what I was thinking. If he called in on the phone, there would be a delay, just like when Tripper called in last week. There was a delay.
Yeah, he's like, I wanted to talk, but the delay, I didn't understand what was going on.
Right. So, if he can pop in there, I think that'd be ideal.
I don't see why it would be a problem. It might be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Now, did you check out Simple Forest?
Did I check out what?
I have some iTunes stuff.
I haven't yet, no. I probably should, I guess.
Yeah, check it out quick while we're on.
All right, what's it called again?
Stencil Four.
Dentist.
What's so weird is I remember, I should say this in the show, but I remember when I was a kid driving around town seeing Stencil Four on the marquee at this little club called the Stardust in downtown where I grew up.
Really?
It's so weird to see, you know. Now, he says, did you find him on iTunes?
I'm not on iTunes, but I found him on the internet. Found a YouTube video.
Really?
Well, I don't know if it's a video. It could just be a song with a picture.
I can see that. Oh.
Yeah, it's loading slow as fuck.
Did you find that one or not?
Yep.
Another album. Yes. I guess. It didn't. I don't know. I'm not sure what prog rock means.
Prog rock, I think, is like, well, yeah, it could mean a lot of things. But I think it's like, you know, Rush or Pink Floyd.
He suggested listening to the... The guy that's coming in, his nickname's Spit, spelled with a K, so it's not racist. He suggested the opening act songs from the opening act album.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think. So
there's
the bottom of that if you go to music.
Yep, I see it. MP3 plays whole song.
Now,
I see opening act.
Now, I think one of the roads was Crossroads, maybe? One of the songs he wanted to... Because I told him we'd play a couple of songs.
I see Crossroads.
I'm going to download them from iTunes.
I just clicked Crossroads on their website.
Did you try playing it?
No, it just shows the lyrics.
The words of that song.
Yeah.
All right, how about you pull me in when I pull out?
What?
See what I did there? How this is playing. That's not from the right album. I'm playing the wrong album. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I meant to play from the next album. All right, here we go. Can you hear it at all when I play it or not? Putting it back to one sounded better to me when I listened to it before.
Yep, I sort of hear it.
Did you expect that?
To me, it sounds like a bit of a Talking Head. It was kind of funny, though. Austin?
You playing that?
That's Billy Joel.
Where the hell is that coming from?
That's not me.
Yeah, it is.
That's progressive. We're playing Billy Joel covers.
That guy, it seems to me, sounds like, I don't know, like early Roger Daltrey or something.
I got a little listen to it on
like
my
really own. Good to you or am I crazy? What's that?
I love our intro.
Yeah, but that's not expected. Is that how you expected the singing to go?
I haven't heard the singing yet. It sounds like AC/DC.
Oh, okay. You're listening to opening act?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ew, heavy.
Wait, though.
Wow, sounds like it's not what I expected, but it sounds cool. It sounds like Boston or Journey or something.
Yeah, it does. To me, it sounds like early Roger Daltrey. I swear to God, early Who, when they gave a shit about musical content and, like, singing and stuff.
Right. Man, you have almost knocked that LaCroix out, man. That's a big bottle. You have a
catheter? How I do.
You have a catheter? How did you sit there and drink?
No, actually, I just piss in this and I drink it again.
It just goes.
So then I'm here in the air conditioning, gets nice and cold.
Uh huh. You got a catheter that goes right into the next LaCroix bottle.
It tastes just like it. It tastes the same going in and the best going out. going in both sides, I guess.
That's right.
So listen, if I get this stuff tomorrow, I mean, I'm going to text you because it's really crunch time on the Bud Buddy. I need to get you some new pictures, website of the actual Bud Buddies, instead of the pictures you have now are just the promo pictures that I took with the promo site.
Sure.
So I'm going to get you new pictures of each. I'm going to make sure that the X of Bud Buddy Big Buddy is that stuff's not right on the website.
Okay.
Not all that place. There's a few places where we have the sales listed, and
right.
It looks like some mixed up stuff. So, I mean, I know that you know that, and we got it good enough Friday. I'm just hoping, dude, Monday of next week, we've gotten 8,000 fucking emails about Bud Buddy.
That would be sweet as shit.
I mean, I'm going to give out a couple hundred of them. If we don't get any, I don't care if someone says it sucks and emails us, that's great too. I mean, like you said, we'll make it work.
Yeah, feedback is valuable, man. You just make it work in your favor.
I do think Cannabis Cup is a great place to fucking give them out. I don't know if we can even fucking plan that better.
That's really true.
And, well, Joel's going to wear a Bud Buddy t-shirt. I have a Bud Buddy t-shirt. I'm also, though, going to wear just a regular Hyper Sloth tee, the one that says, Kiss Me, I'm Irish.
Really?
And I have it. Yeah, dude, why not? Because I really want, this is the deal, I want all this to kind of wrap into one.
Yeah, I agree.
It can just feed each other. There's no reason that our Hyper Sloth tees or our software shouldn't be sold in every fucking pop shop either.
No.
They're fucking hilarious. No one is doing pot tees, dude. The pot tees that I see are like, didn't we talk about those huge fucking pot leaves, annoying fucking pot leaves?
Right.
They just can't be subtle fucking humor.
Exactly. You're completely
that's
right.
That's what it's neat. And Hyper Sloth can deliver that.
I completely agree.
If I email you, I'll try to give you like an hour's notice or something.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good, just because I don't know where I'm going to be.
And it might be in the middle of the day. I mean, is that going to be a problem?
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right, I'll try to hit you up as soon as I get everything set up in here computer-wise.
Okay, cool.
All right, Ruth, I'll let you go.
Right on, man. All right.
Hello! I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Later.